what I would call a beginning meeting message. That's what I'd call it. Now, you may not call it that, but that's my burden tonight anyway.
Amen.
Coming out here, first time I've been in a jet plane in about 19 years, and I thought about one of my favorite times is taking off. There's something about the roar of those engines and the acceleration up and the movement of that plane that thrills me. Now, I don't know about you all, but I like that. And it's a blessing, naturally speaking, to be involved with that. And tonight I'm thinking about, now we're coming into a meeting, and sometimes it takes a little while to get things going, but we've already got a good acceleration going in this meeting, praise the Lord. The engines has done warmed up real well. Now there's ways to do this, and I don't know what all you've been doing around here, but at Guthrie, when we were there, we'd have all night prayer meetings and fasting and prayers and all kind of things for the start of a meeting. But I'm thankful tonight that the Lord has already fired the fire and got things roaring tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Appreciated the service thus far.
Amen.
Now then, we desire your prayers as we look into the Word tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We've got to have His help.
Yes, that's the truth.
You're a big part of this service. Somebody said, well, it's all the preacher from here on. No. The devil may try to climb up here just like he did with you in the bed this morning, so to speak, and shut everything down. So we're going to ask you to help us keep him out of the pulpit, out of the pews, and out of the back door he goes. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Isaiah 34 and look to the Lord tonight to give us something.
Yes, Lord.
We're living in a time, seem like this problem exists maybe more than ever has. It's in the world quite prevalent, and I wonder sometimes if it isn't trying to creep in around the saints.
Amen.
And I could be wrong on that, but that's my my observation and burden by the help of the Lord. And let's go to Isaiah 34 here, about the first verse, and read here a little bit. It said, come near, ye nations, to hear, and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world, and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them, he hath delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stinks shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved. The heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down as a leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. Now he said, come near. I'm wondering tonight just how close we are to God. Come near, ye nations, to hear. Now, my burden tonight is hearing.
Amen.
Now, you may say, well, this is not very important. Well, I believe it is, by the help of the Lord. It's important for you and I to hear God.
Yes,
and tonight, I'm wondering, has God ever told you something and you didn't do it? Ever spoke to you and you didn't do it? How many testimonies have you heard through the years where somebody said, well, I didn't do it? Sometimes it involves great sorrow because we didn't do something. Maybe it was minor. Maybe it was major. Maybe it was more serious than you thought it would be, but we didn't do it. God spoke, but we didn't do it. Lord, help us tonight. He said, come near, ye nations, to hear. And hearken, ye people, let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world, and all things that come forth of it. Tonight, Lord, help us to listen to God.
Amen.
He's wanting the whole earth to hear. He would like everybody to hear God tonight. Praise the Lord. He'd like everybody that is a living creature tonight to hear the voice of God. He'd like everything to be involved with the things of God. He'd like everybody to be interested in spiritual things. But tonight, He doesn't have that, so He's calling the Church of God Nation to come and hear Him. To listen to Him. To minister to Him, so to speak, tonight. Lord, help us. Are we hearing God? Are we interested in hearing God? Are we interested in what God has to say to us? Tonight, there's only one way to get things from God, and that's what? To listen to Him, isn't it? To hear what God's got to say. He wants to talk to us. He's interested in us. He's got authority. He's got power. He's got enjoyment for us. He's got peace and joy. He's got blessings. He's got glory. But are we listening to Him tonight? I'm thinking about over there in the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man ended up in hell, as we well know the story. And it goes on. He said, I believe it was, send Lazarus back. Or send someone from the dead to preach to my brothers, he said. I've got brothers that is headed to this place, so to speak. And I don't want him to come down to this place of fire. I don't want him to come to this place of torment. What did the Lord tell him? He didn't tell him that He's going to raise him from the dead and send him forth unto the streets to preach to them. He said they have Moses and the prophets. He said, let them hear them.
Yeah.
Let them hear Moses and the prophets. Tonight, what do we come to meeting for? What are you coming to this revival for, or this camp meeting? What are you interested in tonight? What are you, got your long range of mind and burden set out? I'm going to get this in this meeting. I need help on this line, I need it on this line, so forth, and I'm going to put in for it. I need healing, I want to be healed. I need this or that, and I'm going to get it. But do you know tonight, the devil would try to stop you from getting the very message that you need. He'd try to stop you from hearing the very scripture that you need. He'd try to stop you from hearing the call that God gives you in the altar call, the very precious time when the waters is troubled. He's going to try to hinder you from getting that. God's going to want to talk to you, but the devil is going to rob this out and try to shut you down if he can keep you from hearing the voice of God. He wants to talk, the Lord does, but the devil's business is to hinder us in every way he can tonight. Lord, help us to listen to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, tonight, what are we interested in? Are you in a position where you can hear a still, small voice? Really in a position where you can hear that small voice talking to you? A lot of times, my hearing is bad, has been for several years, and if I'm in a room and talking to someone and there's other noises about, it hinders me from hearing them. If it's perfectly quiet, one-on-one or several of us, as long as we're working in a circle or close together, I can hear pretty good. But if you get another distraction, it hinders my hearing. You know, I'm afraid there's a lot of things distracting our hearing.
Yes.
Here and there, the devil making all kind of noises and working in every way he can to hinder the hearing, spiritual hearing. Now I'm talking about, I'm pointing to my ears, but I mean spiritually speaking, he is bringing up all kind of rattle and clatter to get our minds off and to make us miss the very blessing that God has got for us. Lord, help us to get things quieted down. We're going to have to do it by rebuking the devil once in a while. Taking a firm stand. Saints, I wonder tonight if you and I put up enough rebuke and enough resistance against the very enemy of our souls that tries to rob us of the blessings that we need to get in these meetings. Bless God. The Lord is wanting to give us some glory, praise God. And the devil's right there trying to shut us down. Lord, help us to run him out of the chapel and down the road. Don't let him have a lot of part in the service. You need to do that individually. We need to do it collectively, praise God. Listen, the devil don't belong around here. This is God's territory, praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, he's going to show up every service if he can. But you and I can get him out of here, praise God. I believe Brother Bruner made a statement one time. He's got that book of life sketches or something like that. He said, get the devil out. Say, he found a hole and sticking his spear through, didn't he? I want him off the ground, praise the Lord. I don't want him sticking a spear through. I want him plumb out of town. Praise God. Lord, help us tonight to rebuke the enemy. Stand against him. And to hear anything God has got to speak to us tonight. Anything troubling you from hearing? Anything? I tell you, if we'll listen close enough, God will alert us to things. You know, they got a weather radio. And they've got Radio Shack back in our part of the country. I guess they're out here too. They have got three types of these weather radios. They've got a cube one. Then they got a little flat one about like so. That's the middle model. And then they got the most sophisticated one. It's got a weather alert on it. And you turn a little button on, and if the weather gets bad, this thing will go to sounding off anytime, day or night. I'm going to tell you tonight, God will alert us to things if we're listening. We got to be tuned in now. He'll tell it to us in the middle of the night sometime. He wakes people up and says, so-and-so's in trouble. You need to pray for them, or this, or that, or the other. He's got his alert buttons going. See, are you and I listening to where we can hear that? Praise God. I'm going to tell you, the devil will try to get us sleep right on through that if he can. Well, you know you had a hard day, and you know you're going to have another hard day, and you don't need to get up now and listen to that. And he'll rock us right back to sleep if he can. Bless your heart. Yes. Lord, help us to have our weather radio tuned in, so to speak. Yes. Tuned in to the troubles, tuned in to the times, tuned in to the storms. That what God would have us to understand and to get a hold of, praise God. You know, a lot of time people that don't listen get into what? A lot of trouble, don't they? How many times was you told something as a child, you didn't do it, and what happened? Little hickory switch? Little belt, maybe? I'm going to tell you what, God's got more severe things to spank us with, so to speak, than hickory switches. He got in the car one time. I left here in 1982, the last meeting I was in out here. And I tried to figure today what's taken me 9 years to get back to California, and I can't answer that. But I thought the Lord climbed in the car with Brother Egbert and I, and he gave me the worst whipping I'd had in a long time. He went all the way to Oklahoma City with me and continued to stay at my address for a while, spanking me. He chastised me good, saints, but I got the message. I got the message, praise God. But I'm going to tell you, he can do things tonight that's real severe if you and I don't listen with our ears and do the things that he wants us to do.
Yes,
you know, sometimes when we're going, Sam, with our wives and children, or maybe we're traveling in a car with other people, and you know, a lot of times we can get our minds so busy mentally that somebody can speak to us, we don't even catch what they say. You ever had that happen?
Yes.
Sure you have. About every one of us have. Maybe sometimes several times in a day. Sometimes I'll say, dear, repeat that. My mind was way off over here. I was in Bakersfield living in Oklahoma City. My burden's out here, and Becky's trying to tell me something's happening right there in town. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. I'm going to tell you, saints, our minds can get too preoccupied, and the Lord's trying to tell us some things, and we're not getting the message. Praise God. When we come to meeting, where's our minds at? When we come in, I'm going to tell you one time, I was in a congregation several years ago, and then got up on a morning, I think it was Sunday morning, to preach a message. And you know, it looked to me like that somebody just erected a big old block wall between me and the people. Just erected that. I'm going to tell you, the devil wants to build some walls to keep you from hearing the message. Praise God. I tell you, another time I was in a tent meeting back in the East and got up one night to preach, and what I didn't know, I was real young that time. I'd just barely get my feet wet in the tent work. And I got up, and what I didn't know, there was a religious man there that had all kind of spirits, evidently. And I got up to preach that night, was attempting to preach on the church. And it looked to me like a big old creature was out in front of me. Every time I'd speak, he'd open his mouth and eat my words up and just close. They'd just holler. They were dead. They had no ring. It had no anointing. It didn't have anything. I'm going to tell you, the devil right there, eating it up. I'm going to tell you, saints, the devil's going to try to hinder us. We come into these meetings. Leave your troubles behind. Praise God. Leave your work behind. Praise the Lord. Come in. Leave your schooling at the house. Praise God. Don't worry about your math and your algebra, your history and your science and geography, but worry about the Word of God. Praise the Lord. When you come into these meetings, we're coming to hear God. Praise God. Oh, tonight, when we come in here, we're coming. We got 10 days and about 30 services to go through. But I'm going to tell you, that'll be the richest 30 services you can have if we'll come in to listen. Praise God.
Yes,
we talk to our children. They don't listen to us. What do we do to them? You remember what happened to you, but what do you do to yours? Oh, tonight, Lord, have mercy. And when we're trying to tell them or to teach them something and they don't listen to us, what does it do to us? It's frustrating, isn't it?
Yes.
Brother Don Sharp preached a message a number of years ago, I think before I was ever married, and he said, now in training children, said you got to do it over and over and over and over again. He sure went over the overs a lot of times trying to get the message to us. And I guess I comprehended something, but after a little bit of experience of a little over 4 years down the road, I found out Brother Donald knows exactly what he's talking about. Over and over. You know, saints, we're children, but we ain't children. And Lord, help us to grow up and be men and women for God. And help us to grow up. And when God speaks, we get it. Instead of over and over and over again. How many times has that happened to us? How many times has the Lord had to teach us something over and over again? It shouldn't have to be this way, should it? It should be the Lord speak, and Lord help us by His grace that we get a hold of it, comprehend it, and go on for God. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we seem like we don't hear what He says. That seems like what it is with my girls. Sometimes I speak and they just keep it going. One of them just kept going, a little one here a while back at a get-together. She just kept going. I told her, I said, if I get up from here, you're in for it. She turned around and headed back my way. Let her know I was serious. Oh, tonight, Lord, help us. We don't have to get God in that kind of condition, so to speak. God ought to be able to speak, and we ought to be able to hear a clear, clean-cut message from God and be willing, praise the Lord, to move right up. Praise God.
Amen.
There was a couple of sisters sitting in a pew one time, the message going for her. One of them sitting there, amen, amen, amen. And the other sitting there knowing she wasn't measured up to it. And she said, how can you back that message and you're not measured up to it? She said, I am now.
Amen.
I'm measuring up right now, praise God. I'm going to tell you, saints, sometime we need to measure right in the pews, praise God. Begin that old process of working, praise the Lord. Oh, tonight, we can hear what we want to hear. We're free moral agents now, but I'm going to tell you, there's a judgment day coming, praise God. And then we're going to hear God. We're going to hear God one of these days. You can just shut Him up, turn Him off, resist Him, do everything you want to do, and go your merry way. But I'm going to tell you, one of these days He's going to speak and you're going to hear Him. And there ain't no way you can shut Him off then. Lord, help us tonight. Hear Him here. Move here. Be in action here, praise God. Because if we don't, we're going to be in real trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Are you listening to God tonight? God's going to try to talk to us in this meeting. He's going to try every service. Sometime we come to meeting, I don't like that preacher, I'll not listen to what he says. Now this though here, he's a better preacher, better speaker. He don't speak very long. He doesn't do this, he don't do that. He does do this, he does do that. And you can go over and over. Lord help us to throw those kind of attitudes out the back door when we enter in the chapel.
Amen.
Some of us can't preach as good as others. I'll admit that. But I'm going to tell you, it's not us that's doing the preaching, but the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And one man said one time, he said, there's one preacher I like to hear better than anybody else, and that's the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And if we'll come with that kind of attitude, saying, Lord, here am I with my forks and my spoons and my plate, and I want all the steak that you got for me. Praise God. I'm going to devour this steak in this meeting. Praise the Lord. And I'm not going to let the devil cheat me out of it.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm coming to get everything I can get.
Yes.
Lord, feed your soul that way. Praise God.
Yes.
Fifth chapter of Ecclesiastes, first verse. Let's move on with some more scripture here. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Oh, tonight, Lord, help us. Be ready. Be ready to hear.
Yes, Lord.
Be interested in everything. Let's go to Luke 19 and 48 for a parallel scripture here. And they could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. Now, it looked like at that time, the people at that place right there was real attentive to hear what the Lord had to say. He was speaking. He was talking. He was a new man on the block, so to speak. You know, a new minister can show up among the church of God, and a lot of times people just flock and listen and interested. He's brand new. But I'm going to tell you what, praise God. Jesus was brand new too, so to speak, and they was very attentive to listen to him. What happened after a while, though? What happens to you and I after a while? You know what we get into? If we're not very careful, we get into a four. Oh, well, I just go Wednesday night. I may testify once a month. I go Sunday morning and hear that pastor over and over again. I go Sunday night and hear that young preacher over and over again. And I get tired of that. We get into a form, folks. We need to get in the Spirit, then we won't be in the form. Praise God. We get in the Spirit of listening to God and get very attentive. Said they were very attentive to hear him. They was interested. They were hungry. They were very wanting to hear everything he had to say. You can just about see them like little birds with their mouths open, so to speak. Everything he said, they was clinging right on to. Praise God. Well, tonight, are we clinging on to everything he said? Are we interested tonight in hearing God? Are we attentive in the service? Praise God. I'm going to tell the Lord, help us to get everything the Lord wants us to have.
Yes. Help us, Lord.
Attentive. Attentive. I tell you, we can be very attentive in the things of God if we will. But the devil has got this world in such a rat race, it seems like we're not as attentive as we used to be. People could sit and listen to a preacher 2 hours. You know what we're in today? We're in a sandwich age. You got a sandwich between about 30, 45 minutes to get your message across and set out, because the people lose interest in you if you don't. Brother Warner used to preach 2 and 3 hours. He leaped in the pulpit yelling, fire, 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 one night. Preached about 2 to 3 hours on that subject. I'm going to tell you what, praise God, people just don't have it to sit there and listen anymore. We're living in a different world. We're living in a different time. But I'm going to tell you, every bit of time of ours belongs to God, praise God, and we ought to be attentive in listening to everything he has to say, praise the Lord. Oh, being attentive, real attentive. My mother said that my father, which is of a denomination, he's a good man, and I love him, but he's never totally come clear with the truth. His father was of a minister of this other denomination. And mother said, Daddy has been one of the most attentive listeners. Said when us children were small, said we get doing things, he'd never even notice us. He'd listen to the preacher. All kind of things happen all around him. Well, I'm going to tell you, somebody's got to listen to Susie and Chaney. I recognize that. But Lord, help us to be more attentive.
Yes.
To get down to the nitty-gritty, so to speak. You know, when a good, deep, serious subject is going for us, the devil will make us miss the meat right at the perfect time if he can. Susie will chop, Jamie will squall, Joey will bounce around, and here we are trying to pick up our train of thought again, bless your heart. Lord, help us to get everything just the way the Lord would have it to be.
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 6:1. Pray for my throat. I've gotten out here and seemed like I got some throat trouble. I have done better since April, so I don't know what my problem is. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither thou go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey.
Yes.
Somebody get me Proverbs 4:10, please. Proverbs 4 and 10. Now then, it said these are the commandments and the statutes and the judgments that the Lord commanded to teach you. And he said that you might do them in the land whither thou go to possess it. Now then, he says, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it. Hear. You know, if we're not very careful, we want to hear exactly what we want to hear out of the Word and nothing else. There is a certain person that told us one time, we was talking about sisters meeting. We was at a certain place there, and some of us talking. And I said something about sisters meeting, and she said, I don't like to go to sisters meeting, as all they ever talk on is this subject right here. And named it out. I'm going to name it. I thought, Lord, have mercy. How can we ever get anything if every time we go to service, if the Lord begins to dig and to probe into that particular subject, we just turn it off like a light bulb. We ain't going to get nothing. God is going to talk to us in one way or another.
Amen.
Now, if we won't turn off the light bulbs, that's your business. But Lord, help us tonight. Of the commandments, of the judgments, of the statutes, which I command thee, thou and thy son, thy son's son, all the days of thy law, and thy days may be prolonged. I'm going to tell you the length and the blessings and the glory and all that goes with it of the days that we live right here on this earth. We're going to have to do the commandments of God if we're going to get the fullest of the blessings that God's got for us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to have to do that by listening to God. Going to have to do it. Now somebody said, well, I want the Lord to give me everything. I want to get it in my private little altar at home. My private study. He may not totally do that. I'm not saying he won't, but he may not. He may want to get it to you through a minister, through a Bible study, or through a Sunday school lesson on Sunday school morning. Praise God. Oh, this morning, are we open? We can get an independent attitude about it that I'm going to get it only myself. Praise God. And the Lord may have other ways of getting it to us. Hear therefore, O Israel, and then observe to do it, that it may be well with thee. I'm wondering tonight, is it well with thy soul? Have you been listening to everything God's got for you, and it's well to this point? Or have you been rejected? And maybe the ministers don't know it, and maybe your companion don't know it, but you're not exactly where the Lord wants you to be, because you kind of set your feet in, and you're balking back on God that's trying to get vile truth down to your soul. Praise God. Lord, tonight the Lord's trying to get truth to us. Are we getting the truth tonight? Are we getting everything the Lord would have for us? Praise God. That it may be well with thee. Isn't there a song? It is well with my soul. Can we say that tonight? Can every one of us say that? If we can't, you need to be here every service you can get to, and God get all the truth to you, whereby you all the altar work and everything you need, till we get to a place where we can say, it's well with my soul, praise God.
Amen.
That you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. I'm going to tell you, Canaan land's a rich land. It's the best land that has ever been, praise God.
Yeah.
It's a land that the Lord wants to give to everyone. But there's a lot of people not going into the Canaan land because they're not hearing. Amen. When the Lord is talking to us by the Spirit, trying to get us persuaded to go down and give all to the Lord, you know why we're not getting the Canaan experience? Because we ain't hearing God. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's the truth, folks. We're not listening to God. God said, I want to bless you, and I want to give you this, and I want to give you that. But I'm going to tell you who a lot of people's listening to. It's the other voice in the chapel. He's going, now if you go to that altar, he might preach right at you.
He'll send you to dark Africa, and you're going to have to go over there and be a missionary. Are you going to have to go to old Mexico? Are you going to have to go to Canada? Are you going to have to go here? Are you going to have to go there? Or you'll be a Sunday school teacher? Or you'll be a song leader? Or you'll be a trustee? And you're going, no! All right. That's where a lot of the problem is. Too many people listening to the other voice on the other side. Lord, that's why I said we need to get the devil out of the chapel and down the road and don't let him have a louder part in the service. Because when it comes to this, praise God, of getting us over in the Canaan land, the devil is talking too loud, folks. And too many people's listening to him. He's trying to get his little message across. Now then, if you go up there and do this and do that, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. Well, in salvation, you're not supposed to be doing a lot of things anyway. Sanctification just gives you power to do some ruling, some reign. Praise God. But tonight, that is another thing. The devil is hindering us from getting the victory and going on in the Canaan land is because the closer we get to God, the less close we are to the devil, so to speak.
Amen.
And we're living a more close and a more powerful and a more glorious life. And the devil don't like that, folks. He hindered old literal Israel, 40 years from going into Canaan. They said, we can go in and possess it. There was two of them, wasn't it? Said, we can go in. And the other ages were around, and they were hindering him, saying, no, we can't go in. Those devils are big. Or those giants are big. Listen, not the devil. He's got some big giants still living out there that's going to hinder you if you let them hinder you.
Amen.
You'll never get in there. Oh, there's some big battles in there. Well, sure there is, but praise God. Same God that took Peter and James and John through is the same one that's working in the old-time church today. Praise God. And He's leading them right on through. Praise God. You can have every inch of the land that your foot is set upon. Praise God. If you just do it tonight, it's yours by the grace of God.
Amen.
Oh, tonight, thank the Lord. Are you listening to the Lord? Somebody got Proverbs 4:10 for me. Hear, O my son.
Receive my saying.
Receive my saying.
The years of thy life shall be many.
The years of thy life shall be many. Hear, O my son. And hear my saying and do them and observe to do it. I'm going to bless your life. Praise God. I want to bless you. I want to give you some things. Are we getting everything that we know? Is there a want in your bosom that's crying out more, more, more? And yet the devil is saying, no, you really don't want that. The Lord's saying, come closer, my child, to thee. Come on, child. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to pour you out some glory. And we're sitting kind of holding back on him. Lord, help us tonight to rebuke the devil and come on and listen to God tonight because the Lord wanted to bless us. Praise God. Oh, are we really listening to the Lord tonight? Are we hearing? Oh, Lord, help us to hear everything. Help us to get all the wax out.
Yes.
Anything there, so to speak, that's hindering us, help us to get everything out of the way.
Yes.
Oh, tonight, Lord, have mercy. Let's go to Mark 4:23. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear.
Yes.
And he said unto them, take heed what you hear.
Yes.
With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given.
Amen.
For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. How much do we want? What are we interested in tonight? I'm going to tell you we can have more if we get more. God's wanting to get more. But he said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. The reason we're not getting more is because we're not listening to God.
Amen.
God will give us everything we can get a hold of and comprehend and all the light and all the glory and all the blessings. And if we don't get more, folks, we're liable to lose that which we have. Because the Lord's going to bless those that want more. Praise God.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, are we interested in getting all the Lord wants for us tonight? Oh, he's got some deep things for us. Then there's places that what's that song? Wade on out,
yes.
Get out in the deep.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, two meeples, I didn't know I was going to go like this, baby. There's too many people dabbling around the edge. They're just pitter-pattering around the edge. Got their shoes off, so his feet going right around the edge. And the Lord's wanting them to get out in swimming waters. Praise God. Now, I'm going to tell you, the around the edge, so to speak, is for the babes. The deep waters is for the grown-ups. And tonight, we need to get out in the deep water. Praise God. The Lord, come on out. Come closer, my child, to thee. For he that hath, to him shall be given. I'm going to tell you, you can get some more. Praise God. If you want more food, you can get it. You want more depth, you can get it. You want more of this, you can have it. Praise God. Bible said, asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knocking it shall be open. Come, draw nigh out of God, and he'll draw nigh out of you, the Bible said. I'm going to tell you, if we'll draw nigh out of God, he's already right there close to us, and he don't have to move an inch, so to speak. Because we've done the drawing, see? Drawing nigh out of God, praise God. Are we drawing nigh out tonight? Are we interested in getting everything the Lord wants for us? Praise God. Well, there's a brother one time went up to had a certain congregation back in the east back there somewhere, and he hadn't had a good blessing for a long time, and he told the Lord, said, I'm going to go home and I'm going to get out on my knees and I'm going to stay there till I get it. And he did. Come out of the room just shouting and rejoicing. He went to work the next day. He told the Lord, said, I'm going to go back and I want another one. Praise God. And he tried to put his knees right in the same spot, get that same blessing. I'm going to tell you tonight, there's some deep things that God is wanting to give us. He's wanting to expand. He's wanting to broaden out. And I'm going to tell you, too many people are shallow.
It's the truth.
God needs to deepen some down. They're not wanting to get there. Praise God.
Amen.
There was a preacher one time said that he was flying in a plane. And he had gotten up to the first class. And there was a mistake made. He didn't buy that ticket. He got put up there. I don't remember what the exact deal was, but he got in first class. When I went out of the plane today, I looked at the first class seats. I thought, well, it's so much different. I noticed they're a lot more plush, a lot more room, a lot more this, a lot more that. That's be pretty nice. But I doing fine back there where I was at. But he said there that he said he got a menu. And he looked at the menu. He didn't know what all them words was, but he said there was one steak on there called a filet mignon. He said, I know what that is. That's what I'm going to order. He said, folks, he said, we can ride back in the coach or third class or whatever back there. It's been a number of years ago. We can ride back there and eat popcorn and peanuts. Or he said, you can fly first class and eat steak in the front of the plane. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, folks, there need to be more people. Get out closer, praise God. That song said, let's see, wasn't it old Brother Waldo used to preach? Or used to sing, come up to the front. Take the front, come closer, something like that. I'm going to tell you, the Lord wouldn't give us some more. But we're going to have to listen to him and get on the business, praise God, and get all the Lord want for it. But it's like water on the duck's back sometimes. It's just going off and going off and going off. I'm going to tell you, Lord, help us. I'm going to tell you, if you don't get the business, you may lose just what you got.
Amen.
Lord, help us to dig down. What happened to the men with the talents? He gave this man and this man and this man, and one man got one. He went off and he buried it, didn't it? And done this. I'm going to tell you, if you got some talents, if you got some things from God, you better get out and get busy with them. Praise God. Don't hide your talents, but get busy. Praise the Lord. If it's a talent of singing, or it's a talent of this or this, get busy with that gift, praise God, and do all the Lord wants you, and he can give you some more. He can increase you. He can bless you. He can set you on fire. He can use you in every way he wants, praise God. But I'm going to tell you, that man went out and he buried it. And what happened to him? Did he run up and eat steak and taters? No. He said, going to take it away from him, didn't he? And said, cast him into outer darkness. He got into trouble, folks. Listen, the church of God needs to move on, praise God, and not get themselves into trouble. The Lord is going to take things if we don't get busy and get out of business with God. Oh, tonight, Lord, help us. Any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Oh, I'm going to tell you, how many of us is hearing everything God wants for us tonight? Everything. 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 Let's go to 6 and 60 here. The good book of John. Thank you.
Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?"
Yes.
And Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it. He said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?" Now it said, "This is a hard saying." How many of us have said that? And you know there's people that get hurt and offended at God? There is things that happen and the Lord's trying to do things and people get so touchy and everything that He can't do anything with them because they're so touchy. Over here in 28th chapter of Isaiah, connected in with that, about the 12th verse, "To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is refreshing, yet they would not hear." The Bible said times refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
Now he said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" Tonight, do we feel that away? This is a hard saying. This is a hard saying. I'm thankful that all of them didn't do this. I'm thankful today that people, everybody sitting around is going, "Well, that's a hard saying. Who can hear it?" Not doing it. They're murmuring and complaining, giving all kind of problems. He said over here, he said, "This is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest there a little, that they might go and fall backward. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people which was in Jerusalem." Now, another place that talks about, and it, I don't guess it's right in here, but talks about line upon line, precept upon precept. And I'm thinking about the point that the doctrine is built to you and I through the Word and through the light, line upon line, precept upon precept, day after day, meeting after meeting, service after service, week after week, year after year. Listen, folks, He don't dump everything on our shoulders just overnight. If we started out for the Lord and He dumped this whole thing on us, most people would say, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Who can get a hold of it? Why, it's too hard for me." But God does it a little bit at a time, as you can understand it, as you can comprehend it, as you can get a hold of it. And He teaches you, we ought to say, "Thank the Lord."
Amen.
Every line, every precept, one upon another, building and working and cementing and putting into place and getting this wall built, so to speak, and getting us exactly where the Lord wants us to, line upon line. We shouldn't be saying, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" We should be saying, "Thank God for the truth. Amen."
Amen.
The rocks is not going to get to cry out praises for me. I'm going to shout myself. Praise the Lord. I'm going to enjoy it, receive it, get a hold of it. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, people need to get to the front of the plane. They need to get right up here, praise God, right at the front of the deal, and get all the state God's got for them. Praise God. Right at the front. Too many people wanting to wind back in the back. You need to get up where the fire is, praise the Lord. Get up there where the heat is, where it's hot, and get to really working in the things of God, praise the Lord. People want to hang back too much. Oh, Lord, help us. You know why they're hanging back? Because they're going, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" Oh, tonight, Lord, help us. Lord, help us be interested in getting everything God's got for us tonight. Tonight and in this meeting, everything. 43 of Isaiah, the 9th verse. Let's finish on down here. "Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this? And show us the former things. Show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth." Let them hear and say, it is truth.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
There's a story over there about the woman that come to Jesus, I believe it was. I think this is in Matthew. And she come over there and come to the Lord and wanted some help. I believe she had a daughter that needed help. And the Lord resisted her and rebuked her and so forth. And I believe in there, she said, "Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. Let them hear and say it is truth." Truth, in our experience, is contingent with more truth.
Yes.
And if we reject here, we ain't going to get over here.
That's right.
So Lord, help us. It is truth, Lord. Not saying it is a hard saying, who can hear it, but saying, "Amen, Lord, this is true." Thank the Lord for the truth. Listen, folks, tonight there's people out there that's deceived by the multitudes, and you and I have got the truth, praise God. In every line, in every angle, all the pure Word of God is preached in Mount Zion, on top of the mountain, praise God. Everything is going for it, and we need to say, thank the Lord, it is truth, praise God.
Yeah.
Are we doing that tonight? Are we really thankful for the truth? Bible said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Are we really thankful for it? Do we really appreciate it? I'm going to tell you, some people say, "Well, we're the church of God, and we got this thing cornered, so to speak." We ain't got nothing cornered. Lord, just do away with us so easy and pull him somebody else out. He don't have to have us. If we reject truth, folks, listen, we're rejecting Christ, and we're going to get ourselves in trouble down the line. We can just shove ourselves right out the door if we want to. And the Lord is trying to give us more truth. Praise God.
That's right.
Thank the Lord. It is truth. Let us hear and say, it is truth. Praise God. Oh, tonight, are we doing that? That's a teachable people. That's an easy people to deal with. You know, you like your children. You say, "Now, daughter, I'd like you to go do something. Son, I want you to go do something." And what you like them to do is just accept what you say and go do it, don't you?
Yes.
But they go to kicking up their heels, so to speak. You're not happy about that. You have to use a little bit more persuasion or something. Or whatever. You got to work with them and deal with them. You know, when you tell them something you don't like, them look up at you and say, "Daddy, that ain't true." You know it's true. You know, they've come along a generation here a few years ago. Well, I guess it's in my time range, in the 30s. But this has been back a few years back. You know, they used to say there's a generation gap. Now, Mom and Daddy, you're old, and you don't know what's going on. And here I'm a young whippersnapper, and I know more than you, and I'm just fresh out of high school, and I'm going to college, and I know everything. Generation gap, nothing. Mom and Daddy done lived here before we was ever born. They done been through this world. They done hit all the knocks and the bumps and the scrapes, done through, went through the mud puddles, the ponds, went through everything. And you and I are sitting back saying, "Mom and Daddy, you're not beam. You don't know what's going on." Yeah, they do too. And Brother Salmon's preached a good message on another generation, but that ain't what he was talking about. Generation gap. Lord, help us today. We can sit back and be copping out, so to speak, and holler generation gap all we want to. And the reason we're hollering at is because we don't want to listen to what Mom and Daddy's got to say.
Amen.
That's where the problem's at. It ain't they don't know what's going on. It's we don't want to listen. And tonight, praise God, we can get ourselves into trouble and want to say there's a generation gap and get ourselves into trouble for the simple reason we don't want to listen to the Lord. Are you sure, Lord? Have you ever questioned God? I'll be honest with you. In a roundabout mile since the Word, I've questioned the Lord before. One time He told me to go to a meeting, and I thought, and I didn't want to go. I had my plan set this way. And the Lord started knocking props out from under me just as quick as I'd build them, so to speak. "I want you to go to Florida." Now, I don't know if Brother Hayward's down there at that tower or not, but it's been a number of years ago, back in the early 80s. He might have been there. He said, I want you to go to Florida. And I had my mind, I wanted to go to Mississippi, and I wanted to go over to Kentucky, and I wanted to go here, and I wanted to go there. And Brother Egbert wrote me a letter and said, Brother Carl, I want you to take me, and we're going down to Florida. You got a burden? I said, no, I ain't got no burden. That was to myself. I wasn't talking to him. I didn't talk to myself. I ain't got no burden. So I went to bed that night. And I'm going to tell you, I got a burden. I'm going to tell you, the Lord worked me up one side and down the other. He whipped me good, and before the night was out, I had such a burden, I had to say, Lord, I'll do anything you ask me to do. Florida, no Florida, let me go to sleep. That sounds funny, but that's true, folks. I couldn't even sleep. I was under such a burden. I got up the next morning, and I put the wheels into motion. I said, Brother Edward, I'm ready to go. I've got a burden, but I got another burden I'd like to work on the way down there. He said, no problem at all. We set it up, and away we went. But I was questioning God. I said, Lord, there's supposed to be so many preachers down there. What do you need me down there for? You know, everybody I thought was going to be there wasn't there. We get in our minds that it's going to be this way, and we get to question God. We can do that with the Word, folks. We can get to question God on some of this and say, Lord, you don't know what you're talking about. Is that what we're telling the Lord when we're refusing to accept what He's trying to get across to it? You don't know what you're talking about?
Yes.
Here He's done, led the way, and I'm going to tell you, we're sitting back. I'm going to tell you, if you want to experience like Sister Gaines has got, you've got to have the old-time experience, praise God. There ain't no three or four different lights. There ain't no three or four different experiences. There's one old-time salvation that's been working for the church of God from way back when, praise God. And if we're going to have it, we're going to get it the same way, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can't pick and choose. And nah, this is a hard saying. Who can get it? Who can hear it? Who wants it? We can have it, praise God. But we're going to have to listen to the Lord, praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 5:27. Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. Oh, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? If I was a pastor again, I'd sure like a congregation that'd say that. I've heard Brother Salmon say a few times, he said, if you had 100 Brother Goldens in your congregation, you wouldn't have no problems at all. Well, I could say that about some saints in Guthrie. If you had 100 of them, you would never have no problems. But in all the congregations I've been through in the country, and the meetings and different things, in my short time working for the Lord, I'm going to tell you, if you had 100 of some people, you'd have all kind of problems. You can just reverse that a little bit. But I'm going to tell you, can we get to what this is saying here tonight? 5:27. It said, go thou near, get it from God, hear all the Lord our God shall say, speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee. We will hear it. Praise God. We will hear it. We're getting in mood now, and getting in spirit now, and getting in shape now, where we're going to get something from God. Praise God. And then after we hear it, we're going to do it. Praise the Lord. Now that's the second part of this game, is we got to do it. We can sit back and hear all day, but if we sit back on our leaves, sitting on the sunny side of the ship, we're not going to get anywhere. God wants us to do it after we hear it. Praise the Lord. Let's finish up here a little bit more. Proverbs 15:31. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. This is where the wisdom's at.
Amen.
This is where the depths is at. If we'll hear the reproof that God has for us, in whichever way it comes, through the Word, through the minister, through the Spirit, however, the Lord that heareth, the ear that heareth the reproof of life, abideth among the wise. Some people think that rejecting counsel and rejecting truth is going to make them wise. But this tears that all down. The ear that heareth. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, tonight are we hearing. The Lord is speaking. You know, sometimes we think we put in a lot of time getting ready for a meeting. And we do. I'm talking about just literal work. Now, I don't know how much you all put in getting ready, but I know what we did at Guthrie, and we took hours and hours. This one doing that, this one doing that, and sending them, going here and doing that. Well, you need that. We need this bathroom over here. We need that kitchen over there. We need this dining hall over here. Not dining hall, but the ladies' dorm up here and the men's dorm over here. I'm going to tell you, we had a big congregation. If you multiplied all the hours it took to get ready for that meeting, there'd be a lot of them. But I'm getting a hold of something. I wonder how many hours God's putting in getting ready for this meeting. God's got some time in this thing, too. We got all the mopping and all the cleaning and all the window washing done. And the Lord's over here talking to this preacher, and that preacher, this preacher, this preacher. And however many more he's got on his list. And he's visiting with them before they ever touched down in Bakersfield. He's already been talking to them. There was a girl who went to an altar one time. And there was three preachers who went down there to pray with her. And she was having some problems. And one of them discerned what the trouble was. And the Lord had already been talking to that minister before they ever, months, months before this ever happened. The Lord was telling him what needed to be and so forth. And he began to tell that person. Tell him and tell him. Is that right? Yeah. 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 They began to put in for the help. I'm going to tell you, saints, we think, oh, we got a lot of time involved. We can get our minds too wrapped up on the literal and miss all the time God's got for us in this meeting.
Yes.
God's got hours and hours that He wants to work right here in Bakersfield, right during this meeting. Praise God. Somebody said, well, said if I miss that message, it'll be all right. If you got a chance to be here, I want to plead with you coming here. But I'm going to skip the morning or the afternoon service. I need to do this. Brother Salmon's asking at Monarch, said, how many saints take an afternoon nap every day? You know, a lot of people skip afternoon service back that way. I'm finding out here in the West, I'm real thankful for this. A lot of people come to afternoon service. I appreciate that. I think it's good. I know we've got things we must do. Now, I'm not talking about that, but going out and playing ball and going out swinging and going out taking a nap when you ain't napped in 5 years. 5 years, that would be. Brother Sam said, what, two or three people said they had a nap every day out of 500? Why, shame on us. Lord, help us. We've only got 10 good days, and the end may come at the end of that 10. And we're saying, I need a nap when we need some of the Word. Praise God. What are we going to do if the Lord takes a nap on us? What would we do? I never thought of it quite that way. But Lord, help us tonight.
Amen.
Have you ever heard the one about the strike? People talking about strikes and so forth. And what would happen if the Lord went on a strike? All the air would quit. All this would happen. All that would happen. There was a person on the plane today, and we were talking. And they told me that they had, I don't know, somehow come in contact with the congregation. And this man was telling this person, said, now, there was a person come around here a few years ago, and they wanted a handout. They wanted some help. And they didn't have a job. They didn't have this. They was just kind of, in so many words, living off the people. And that congregation told this person, said, we didn't help them at all. We didn't like that. Said, they didn't have this and they didn't have that. Well, I'm not for bumming around, so to speak. But that person told me that was on the plane, they said, What is a church's mission but to help people? And said, when people shut up their hearts of tenderness and compassion to help the poor that don't have nothing, said, I don't want to have much to do with that.
Yeah.
And I spoke to him. I said, how much does that person live off the Lord? Listen, folks, we all live off God. If He stopped one thing, we would fall dead just like that. We live off God 24 hours a day. Everything we got comes from God. Somebody said, well, I don't want to hear this. I'm going to tell you, if we don't hear the reproof of life, folks, we'll be destroyed. The reproof of life is what keeps us going.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, I don't want to hear this old time preaching about dress, and I don't want to hear about the television not in the saints' home. I don't want to hear about this, and I don't want to hear about that. Listen, God wants the church to move on, praise God, and it ain't going to do it if He don't listen to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to have to listen to God, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord's trying to shape us up and get us moved up and get us in a place that He wants us to be. But we're not going to get there if we don't listen to God. Jeremiah 11:10. Let's see what happens if people don't listen. But the Lord is a true God. He is a living God, praise the Lord, the everlasting, everlasting King. At His wrath the earth shall tremble. And all... I'm reading the wrong scripture. Excuse me. Jeremiah 11:10.
The iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other words.
Other gods. To serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant,
which I made with their fathers.
Which I made with their fathers. That they turn back to their iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. And they went after other gods to serve them. Why? Because they refused to hear my words.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, it's serious to turn God down. It's serious to listen, to not listen to His words. 13:10 of Jeremiah, this evil people, which refused to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girl, which is good for nothing. Lord, have mercy. If we don't listen to God, we're not going to know what to do. If we don't listen to God, we're not going to get the blessings that He wants us to have. What is it? Said this girdle which is good for nothing? Walk in the imagination of their heart. Walk after other gods. Not listening to my words. And He said over here, they turn back their iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them. Lord, have mercy. We're going to get ourselves into deep trouble, folks, if we don't listen to God.
Amen.
God wants the church to move on.
Amen.
And the only way we're going to do it is listen to Him. Appreciate your time and attention. Desire your prayers. Want to make heaven my home.